Ontario's health minister made a quick stop in Barrie on Friday morning to announce more than $9.8 million in funding to support primary care teams across Simcoe County, Bruce County and York Region. Today is an expansion of what local healthcare workers have been doing, Sylvia Jones said during a news conference at the Georgian Nurse Practitioner-led clinic in the city's North End. Last year, our government introduced Your Health, a plan to make bold, innovative and creative changes to strengthen all aspects of the healthcare system, making it easier and more convenient for Ontarians to connect to care closer to home, added Jones, who also serves as Deputy Premier. Since 2018, more than 80,000 nurses have been added to the workforce, said Jones, adding 2023 was another record year, with more than 17,000 nurses registering to work in Ontario and another 30,000 nursing students studying at colleges across the province, including Georgian College in Barrie. Our government knows how important it is to make investments and expand community services, which is why today our government is announcing an investment of $9.8 million to connect over 34,000 people in Simcoe, York and Bruce regions to primary care, she said. This is part of our government's $110 million investment to connect over 300,000 people to primary care teams that will add over 400 new primary care providers as part of 78 new, expanded, interprofessional primary care teams, Jones said. These teams include family doctors, nurse practitioners, registered and practical nurses and other highly skilled healthcare clinicians, the minister added. An additional $20 million will provide a boost to all existing interprofessional primary care teams to help them meet increased operational costs for their facilities and supplies so that they continue to provide quality care to their patients, Jones said. Locally, the funding will allow the Barrie and Area Native Advisory Circle to create an Indigenous primary care team and a mobile clinic to serve the community, and a new nurse practitioner-led clinic in Innisfil, she added. Ontario is the first Canadian jurisdiction to fund this innovative model of care, consisting of nurse practitioners-led clinics, Jones added. Interprofessional primary care teams connect people to a range of health professionals who work together under one roof, including doctors, nurse practitioners, registered and practical nurses, physiotherapists, social workers and dietitians, among others. Jermaine Elliott, executive director of the Mamawe Wedokdadwin Primary Care Team, said this funding will allow for expansion of the Indigenous Interprofessional Primary Care Team. Mamawe Wedokdadwin has been in operation since June 2019 and has clinics in Barrie and one in Orillia, she said. Its team incorporates traditional healing practices through community health initiatives, life promotion and the Red Road to Recovery program. It's really taking the concept of interprofessional teams and moving it out into the community, Elliott told Barrie Today. We recognize that the majority of the work in helping people to become healthy is to motivate them to do that. That is part of our philosophy, but it also builds on Indigenous concepts of healing and wellness, which is thousands of years old. Elliott says the new funding means her organization can add more clinical support to its team, such as a nurse practitioner, an additional registered nurse and a social worker, as well as the ability to hire administrative staff. When we started at Mamawe Wedokdadwin, we put all of our resources into service delivery and not a whole lot into how we'd manage that, she said. This allows us to improve and support the work in management and coordination. I am so thrilled about it because that type of investment, to me, signals the ministry's acknowledgement and recognition that health is holistic in approach, Elliott added. I think in the past, healthcare has been siloed, so providing the resources to create these models of care is absolutely amazing. Simcoe Grey MPP Brian Saunderson said he hears often from constituents about limited or lack of access to primary care. I am very happy we've received more than $879,000 from the Ministry of Health, said Saunderson in a news release. This investment will provide 3,400 people, who are currently considered unattached patients, with access to medical professionals. This funding will also allow the South Georgian Bay Ontario Health Team to work with primary care partners including the South Georgian Bay Community Health Center and the Georgian Bay Family Health Team to support unattached patients from Collingwood, Clearview, Wasaga Beach and the town of the Blue Mountains. Bruce Gray Owen Sound MPP Rick Byers is also excited about the funding announcements, noting in a news release that the funding will help about 4,000 unattached patients access primary care services in Durham, Markdale, Meaford, Owen Sound, Saugeen Shores and Wyarton. Michelle Clifford Middle, executive director of the Georgian Nurse Practitioner-led clinic on Quarry Ridge Road, where the announcement took place, also welcomed today's news. The funding and the team that it will build will serve our Indigenous neighbors in the community in the best way possible, she said. Locally, the new funding will be used to create an Indigenous primary care team to serve the community in Barrie, including a mobile clinic, connect those without a primary care provider to a nurse practitioner-led clinic in Innisfil, expand access to primary care and mental health services for people in Huntsville, establish two satellite clinics serving vulnerable populations in the Couchiching, Orillia and the North Simcoe area, establish a clinic in Collingwood to connect patients to primary care, including marginalized patients and those needing mental health and addiction supports, establish a new Indigenous primary care team to serve patients in the Saugeen First Nation, create a new nurse practitioner-led clinic in Owen Sound, connect patients to primary care and allied health services via a mobile clinic on the Bruce Peninsula, establish a clinic to provide primary care and social services to those experiencing homelessness in Northern York Region.